and we worship you today. Amen. A babysitter shook her too hard, and so it threw her into a coma. And she's now 8 months old, and she's been in this coma for 6 months. And so they'd been feeding her with the feeding tube. That's all they could do, you know. So the mother checked her out of the hospital, took her to this church. She wanted prayer for her baby. They began to pray. Now, I mean, they began to pray. The pastor, she called all the mamas up there. Now, you want to get something done for children, you call the mamas or you call the grandmas. And I'll tell you what, they're going to come. Anyway, it didn't happen at once. They began to pray. And I mean, tell you, finally that pastor, she got down. She said she was calling. She was telling the devil. She was calling everything. She said, you got to let that child go. It's got to go. And finally, at the end, she went over there and she said, called that little baby's name and said, come on, wake up. You've yet got the swing. You haven't had a chance to get out on those swings yet. And she began talking, and you know what that baby did? That baby began to move its mouth. Little tongue started coming out. Next thing you know, that little baby's eyes opened up. And I tell you what, man, I'd like to see that baby now. This was in 2009. Wouldn't you? I'd like to see a picture. I know that little girl's got the anointing of the Lord on her life and that mom. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Our God is greater. If it means checking out the hospital, I didn't say not go to, I said if it means checking out the hospital and getting prayer, because that's where your healing is going to come from regardless of whatever else takes place. Amen. Glory to God. Come on.
Hallelujah. And you say, well, how can I keep
from singing your praise. That's right. Because you know why? I'm living for today. I'm living for this moment. Right now. The time. Whatever it is. This is where I am right now. Amen.
I will praise thee.
praying, and they started the music. And she said, what if this baby's healing depended upon your praise? Glory to God. Whoa. Hallelujah. You hear what she said?
You know, I watched that video. I watched that little baby when she opened her eyes. I watched that whole thing. But what God showed me in that was that when problems arise, you don't have to wait on your pastor. Because they didn't wait on their pastor. That lady announced that and people started praying right then. You could hear the background and they just lit that church up. And you know something else that fascinated me? Is they weren't ashamed of what they were doing. They stepped up there, they grabbed a hold of the bat, and they swung at that pitch. They knocked the devil on his backside, is what they done. Set him down. But see, they didn't wait on the pastor. They didn't wait on the pastor.
And they weren't embarrassed to pray in tongues.
Oh, no.
And they were, it was awesome. They were being recorded on TV. And I mean, they were praying in tongues.
It was awesome. That was one of the most awesome things I've seen on YouTube. Bottom line.
Church, let's get out of our comfort zone. I know God's stretching me. And I say, that's why I'm just looking at today. I don't have to look at tomorrow. I'm right now. Hallelujah. You do what you need to do to get your miracle and to get somebody else's miracle. Amen.
That's right. Amen. There's a peace I've come.
Yeah. Wait just a minute. She's got to praise us. It's the right time.
Okay. My brother Wayne had been having some problems, and they've been having him to go and do this test and that test. Last week, they wanted him to go to Lexington, the 8th, for a colonoscopy, and he had to have somebody with him. Tommy was with him. When Tommy got over to the house, he was sick. He was sick all the way to Lexington. And then when he got into Lexington, they saw him. He was having pains, and they checked him. He had a blockage in the main artery. They went, took him into surgery immediately, and he's fine. So he was at the right place at the right time.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I heard somebody else sharing a report this week that somebody was given a diagnosis with breast cancer. So she went for further tests, and there wasn't nothing there. And then they said, well, it's lung cancer. So they went and had it all checked out. It wasn't there. So now I tell you what, God is faithful. Go ahead, brother.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say, what it is, it is well, amen. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won, he is risen from. Be my eyes.
Worship song as we thank you for the freedom that we have. I want the ushers to pass out the little sheets. It's been a while since we've done it, but something that you want to hang on the cross, write it down, because to me it says, I'm giving it to Jesus and I'm leaving it there. You're not going to take it back home. If there's a prayer request you've got and you want to write it on there, and we're going to hang it on that cross right back there in the corner where it says, dare to believe. Amen. You know, I don't care what it is. Nothing's impossible with my God. He's El Shaddai. If he doesn't have it, he'll make it for you. Oh, come on, church.
Word.
Hallelujah. You know, years ago, we heard a song by David Ingalls. And I think we need to be reminded of it every once in a while. And the name of the song is, "This is a Refreshing, Praying in the Holy Spirit." And sometimes we forget that we've got that. And we're struggling along. And we think, "Well, I don't know how to pray." Well, guess what? Why do you think he gave us the gift of the Spirit? To begin to pray in the Holy Spirit or pray in tongues and not be ashamed of doing that. This is what this church does. Sometimes you just got to re-announce what you do. This is what we do here. We praise God and we praise and we worship in the Spirit. And we pray in tongues. And we believe that we have a covenant and not just a contract. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, praise and worship team. Hey, there's somebody that's been telling me that I need to preach. And I tell them I preach all the time here.